views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Go Andrew News Talk Show.
That is right. It is Tuesday, September 16th, 2014, number 96. Since being in the YNTS studio, currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you're listening to us on replay, thank you. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeartRadio. More info, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free number 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. Tweet me at Andrew Tree, Geo email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Ray Rice, what am I going to say about it? Tuesday night, last time I heard, it is the program, and that's the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. If you're listening from your AM dial in the Rhode Island area, thanks very much. If you're listening to us on the road somewhere throughout the country, thank you again. And if you're listening to us right here on Staten Island, well, I'm glad I'm bringing some local radio to the area. Howard Ford is my phone screener, my father spectating as always, Teddy Giordano. I am your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. I have to say, this is going to be a fun show tonight. The first hour, we're really going to get into an issue everyone's talking about, domestic violence and the Ray Rice scandal. And I do call it a scandal, because what scandals are, it's a story that brings out the truth in people. This scandal has brought out the truth in Commissioner Roger Goodell of the NFL, brought the truth of running back, former running back on the Baltimore Ravens, Ray Rice, and many more around Roger Goodell. That's what scandals are. Simple as that. If you agree with it or not, is it a truth or a lie? There's always one fact, one little detail that, wow, you know what? I didn't know anything about that until now. I never knew he felt that way until now. And believe me, a man who follows politics, we see scandals all the time. We see who Anthony Weiner really was. He has a very large problem. And a problem is coming out and telling us that he might have a mental problem. And we've seen that during his mayor run. That was a scandal. Very nice man. Done great things, starting off as an intern for Schumer in 1990. I read the whole story about him. He's done great things for his district in Brooklyn, Queens. I know, I've read it. Yet, it was that moment in time when he sent out those naked pictures. Yeah, that's right. Anthony Weiner, I didn't know anything about that guy until now, and he's got a mental problem. Now, is it a large problem? Of course not. Can it be easily fixed? Yes. Yet, scandals also create a huge distraction on reality. Now, when you look at this story, the Ray Rice scandal, because it is a scandal, the scandal and an issue that needs to be addressed within the NFL and throughout the United States, I look at it where we need to go into a different direction. I'm not going to go into the who should be blamed for this, Roger Goodell or Ray Rice and his wife. I'm not going to do the I'm supporting this, I'm going against that. I'm not doing that. That's what you already heard. You heard the loud mouths on the radio, the big mouths on TV. They already gave you their opinion. And believe me, I'm a commentator. I'm a radio host, and this show revolves around opinion. This point in time, I'm going to try not to. Because there is not enough to give me an opinion. When we, on the, a few shows ago, we spoke about Bose and Apple. Bose suing Beats. Apple bought out Beats. Bose feels this is a time to sue Beats because of the technology they stolen, and now they're getting a lot of money we're not. Yet if you go back to the facts, history, recent current events, you see, well, that's different. That's a completely different story then. See, we had some facts. We had some details. We had some sources. This situation, we got nothing. We got nothing. And that's why I can't make an opinion, even if I wanted to. But for everyone who is making an opinion, it's going to stop. We're going to take this into a different direction. We're going to tell you what we know since February when Ray Rice and his wife was arrested and how Roger Goodell met them and the suspension he get. We'll give you that little idea. We'll give you that outlook. But that's all we can do. I'm not going to sit here and tell you who's right and who's wrong. There's not enough information to say that. And that's why we're really going to have some fun here. So let's look at what is going on. Let's do that. Because I promise you, at the end of the segment, you're really going to find out why I have no opinion. Because you think you can have an opinion about anything. But I'm going to tell you why I don't. So let's go. Roger Goodell, Ray Rice, the NFL. All happy campers, right? No. Of course not. Never is. February 2014, Ray Rice and Janae Palmer. Ray Rice, the running back for the Baltimore Ravens. That was his fiancée at the time in the Revel Hotel that once used to be open. Got in a predicament in an elevator. Supposedly, Janae Palmer hit Ray Rice, and Ray Rice, if you've seen the video already, TMZ launched it last week, clearing out, punching her in the face, out cold, dragging her out of the elevator. That's it. Okay? That's it. We don't know if he hit her before. We don't know if he hit her after. We don't know that. Let's move on. Commissioner Goodell met with Ray Rice and Janae Palmer in mid-June to really figure out, okay, I'm the commissioner. I have to look over, making sure everything in my league is organized and there's no distraction. I want to know what's going on. Let's see what I can do. In late July, Roger Goodell announced that the first two games, Ray Rice will be suspended, right? That's it. And fined an additional games pay. Roger Goodell met them in June, had a month, came out, said this is what I'm going to do. Not because that's what he felt, because of the NFL rules. We'll get to the rules in a few seconds because I want to go into that in more depth. We now, Roger Goodell acknowledges that the audience of the NFL and many Americans and many who are bringing out the issue of domestic violence in this current situation is angry at the decision. Even though it's a part of NFL policy and law, he's against it. So what does Roger Goodell do? He comes back. He said in a memo in late August now, a month later, I didn't get it right. What do you mean you didn't get it right? It's the rules of the policy. Now let's go through the policy now because we keep throwing at Roger. I'm not defending Roger Goodell. I'm defending rules. Rules within an environment. My father always told me we have rules and laws in a society so it organizes and it creates a cell society. Without rules and laws, everything goes out in lingo. And that's what's going on right now. According to Forbes, National Football League Commissioner Roger Selig, after suspending Rice for two games and then eventually kicking him out of the NFL, there's a problem. According to Article 46(1)(a) of the NFL Collective Bargaining Agreement, provides a set protocol for the commissioner to suspend players for conduct detrimental to the integrity of or public confidence in the games of professional football. This article also requires the game of professional football The article also requires the punishment will be prompt, and it applies there will be only a single punishment for each instance of misconduct. The problem with the NFL's attempt to indefinitely ban Ray Rice under article previously, that he already suspended him once, and under his contract, Roger Goodell's allowed to, for a few games, but Roger Goodell was not allowed to suspend him another time, or if anything, kicking him out of football. Ravens dropped him, Ray Rice kicked out. Well, that's a big problem. TMZ then comes out and brings the footage of Ray Rice cleanly punching his back then fiance out and dragging her out. We see the video. TMZ's got it. Then the Associated Press a few days ago came out and said that the NFL could have obtained this video and watched it. Because right now, Roger Goodell, if he saw this video, his decision, his first decision only, could have been a better one. Even though under the collective bargaining agreement, I don't think he would have been able to suspend him for a whole, you know, well, kick him out of the NFL, but at least give Ray Rice probably a year suspension or at least let him go under investigation. So that's what we have. That's all the information. All the information we have. It's that simple. There is nothing else I can say because there is not that much information going in my favor at the moment. If there was more information, I would give it to you, and you know that. Now, how has the NFL handled it? We just told you how they did. They handled it poorly because they never looked back on what they're allowed to do in this situation. They just end up doing anything, and because the fans got angry and sponsors were ready to go on the run, they decided to do something else. And that's why I believe the Adrian Peterson situation of him beating his young child is taking a little bit longer of, okay, what are we going to do? Because they know their first decision is probably going to be the only decision. And that's why Ray Rice is going to join the NFL again. And at the end of the hour, we're going to speak about when he becomes reinstated, because he's going to. He's going to appeal. He's going to win. We see the collective bargaining agreement that protects Ray Rice after what Roger Goodell did, the end. We'll now see what team he'll go to. Now, let's look at the fans. You've been hearing me the past several minutes. We don't have as much information as we'd like to. We don't. He punched his wife out, dragged her out, and then it jumps right to the whole Roger Goodell. We don't know how many times. We don't know if he beat up before. Remember, an abuser in a domestic violence relationship doesn't do it just once. Now, is it self-defense? We don't know. In that current situation, it looked like it was, but we don't know. We don't know. It's that simple. But Ravens last Thursday had their Thursday night football game, and we saw fans come out supporting Ray Rice. See how I told you? I'm not gonna take one side. I'm not gonna take the other side. But apparently, we have Raven fans who understand everything that happened. They understand everything that's going on. So who was out there? Who did this? So NFL reporter Mike Garofalo went outside M&T Bank Stadium last Thursday night to check in with some fans who chose to wear Rice jerseys. And this is on Boston.com, and this was on the NFL Fox Sports Channel 1. And this is what one of the women said. Clip one.
Kathy, interesting choice of jersey tonight.
Yep.
What did you, I don't think it was a compliment, by the way, but what did you think about it when you put it on? Did you think, I'm trying to make a statement here?
I'm making a statement, and, you know, I don't believe in domestic violence. But I will say, any woman who can hit a man shouldn't have to sit there and take the abuse. The abuse goes both ways.
I don't believe in domestic violence, but in this situation, abuse goes both ways. A man defending himself against a woman, that is a whole nother conversation that we can have on this program. We want this hour, not because we don't want to talk about it. We just want to get into what I believe needs to be out there to the audience. But what gives you the meaning? I'm going to be speaking to a guest the next half hour. Okay? We're going to be speaking with author Kelly Johali. She's going to give us the meaning of domestic violence, and she'll be able to identify to us if this situation was or not. But what gives you the right to say, well, I don't believe in domestic violence? What makes you think this is domestic violence? Maybe this isn't. Maybe this was one time. Maybe you're right. Maybe she did defend herself, but you don't know that, though. You have no idea, because none of us have no idea, because there's not enough facts. The end. Nonchalant. Goodbye. And guess what? More people came out and said this that night, clip 4.
As a woman, she shouldn't have hit him. If I hit you, I would expect you to hit me back. And that's just how that goes.
That's just how it goes. Whole nother issue. But what happens if tomorrow night, because usually that happens, right? Usually it happens. We'll talk about something, and the next night, new info comes out about the scandal. And what happens if we get a report? The report is showing numerous amount of times the neighbors heard Ray Rice strike his wife, concluding that this might be a domestic violence issue within the NFL. What happens if that happens? Then what happens to all these women? I want to play that clip again, clip 4.
As a woman, she shouldn't have hit him. If I hit
okay.
you, I would expect you to hit me back.
Okay. Whole
and
other
that's
issue.
That's just how that goes.
But as of right now, we don't have enough information. As of right now, many of us in America really don't understand what is a domestic violence. We don't understand if Ray Rice did it. And that's why I'm really happy that we're able to have Kelly Johali. And she's the author of Domestic Violence Safety Plan, a comprehensive plan that will help keep you safer whether you stay or leave. We hope that she'll come on and she'll be able to give us some information on the video, and maybe we can get some facts. But as of right now, we don't have enough information. We're probably seeing more investigations going on. But apparently, it doesn't matter. Because apparently, the Raven fans know more than I do, Howard. The Raven fans know a lot more than I do, Dad. The Raven fans know a lot more than any of us. Kelly Johali on my phone line next to speak about this scandal. And also, why does women stay? Because that's what many are questioning. If it is a domestic violence issue, don't let behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The road to 100 has begun.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
I'm calling all nostalgic minds in the world, and let me speak a different language. You might understand this one. I hope you do. Who is a 90s child? Well, I have a great place for you to answer that question. www.facebook.com/a90s child. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. You don't have to be a Facebook user. You just go on the like page, scroll down every day to see the new content posted. You can view on your mobile device, tablet, device, and computer. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting soon. If you or you know someone who loves the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind.
When life brings you down,
this isn't the biggest bag over the head punch in the face I ever got.
Let Yo Andrew cheer you up.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Welcome back to the program. Hope you all are having a good time tonight. I know we are. As we wait for our guest to come on the program, the phone number is 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687. And we want your opinion now. And the opinion is very simple. What do you think of the Ray Rice situation? Now, I don't like that question. Maybe I should make this question. Do you believe the Ray Rice situation needs to be reinstated? That might be a better one. That's all you have to do. So I want you to think about that question. Do you believe Ray Rice should be reinstated? That's the question I have for you. It's that simple. And I'll be back in a moment's time. Oh boy. And I'll be back in a moment's time. Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Hey, how you doing, everyone? Welcome back to the program. We just had to, we had a little difficulty for a second, but it's okay. We were waiting for our guest to come on, but from what it looks like, it doesn't look like she is coming on at the moment. So it looks like we're taking your calls. 855-712-YNTS is the number. Do you believe Ray Rice should be reinstated into the NFL. Well, see, we already know he's going to be reinstated. If you're just joining us, we've been speaking about the Ray Rice scandal. And I call it a scandal for a reason, because it's telling us the truth by a lot of people who Roger Goodell is and who Ray Rice might actually be. Yet with a scandal comes some patience, because at the end of the day, you really don't know what's going to come out and what's not going to come out. It's that simple. We don't know. I wish we did, but we don't. So we sit back, we relax, and we wait. And we wait and we wait until something new comes out. But we hope that the issue is not going to be taken and put into another spot. We hope not. And when I say other spot, I mean in another place in time. Because you know, and I know, that situation is going to be taken and it's going to be placed somewhere else that will be in the back page of a book. Or it'll be put in another spot in our mind in history. We need to figure out this issue, because this issue, if it's domestic violence, if it's the whole issue, the whole question of self-defense, how we inform our audiences on what is going on, to how the NFL handles these situations, to the rules that we have in place, all of this we need to figure out. It's simple as that. That's what we need to do. And if we can't do that, well, then we're going to have a very big problem. So right now, we're still taking your calls, 855-712-YNTS. It doesn't look like our guest is going to be appearing tonight. We have got nothing from her. And I'm really sad about it. Because we had a great monologue, and now we need some questions answered, and I can't get them answered. I don't know what domestic violence truly is. I don't know what Ray Rice did in that elevator to hit this young woman. I don't know what to say to a young woman who might be listening to this show, who needs to understand how to go against their abuser. I don't know these questions. But apparently, you just don't want to come on. But again, I can't do this. Things come up. Things happen. I just wish I was able to give you the information. And I can't do that. I am a one-man show sometimes, but there are other times when you need help of a little bit of people. And as of right now, I can't get that. So I'm a sitting duck. I'm an absolute sitting duck right now. We would love your calls. We would love your tweets, Facebook messages, email, something. It's getting hot in here. I may take off my clothes at the moment. It's getting hot. Maybe it's a studio kicking in. Maybe I'm not talking too loud enough. In the next segment, we are going to get into the question of not will he be reinstated, the question of if an NFL team wants to pick him up, if he comes back to the NFL and wants to get picked up, what team will he go to? And then I'll give you my opinion on that. All right, I promise you a opinion tonight. I wouldn't give you one the first half hour because, again, I don't know. We don't have enough information. I'm not saying I don't know because I'm incompetent or I didn't read enough on the issue. I don't know, and you don't know either because there's not enough information out. Usually scandals do give you a lot more information, but we don't have much. We only have a video, a few events, and Roger Goodell's very poor decision and his lack of reading laws that he created. It's as simple as that. So we have a big problem there. A very big problem. And hopefully these problems can get fixed, but I don't think they're going to. I think Adrian Peterson's situation is coming in now. And I'm not saying that's not an important issue. All these are important issues. But if one issue comes and another issue has to lead, that's a problem. That's an issue of itself. They're both issues. And we know that the NFL is acting very carefully on the Adrian Peterson issue. But I hope very carefully is, well, what should I say to the NFL audience? No, you should be, what rules and laws have we written? We have to abide by these rules. And if we have to create new rules, how do we go about that? And you tell the NFL audience that. It's very simple. If you don't tell them that, well, then we have a problem. It's really that simple. So when I come back on the program, we are going to be taking more of your calls, and we are going to be answering that question. Don't be behind. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address. yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Don't be surprised.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's just what we do.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The new mainstream in radio.
So it doesn't look like we're getting our phone line back up and working, but you can always chat on Twitter and Facebook, and emailing also. We always want you to contact us through those great network sources. They know they're there, right? Twitter, Facebook. If you're just joining us, we have been speaking about the Ray Rice scandal. And I say it's a scandal because we see who is telling the truth, and we also see how everyone's a big mess. I don't know what I'm even saying anymore. I don't. You know, I mean, can we stop the conversation? Can I tell you guys the truth? You know, some of you out there who are listening, and I thank you for listening, because many people don't. You do. Thank you. I'm going to tell you guys the truth. I mean, mano y mano. Have you ever gone to a job and one thing just drops and everything goes crazy? Well, that's how I'm feeling at the moment. You know, I'm a little pissed off right now. I'm a little pissed off at the moment. But again, I shouldn't be saying this because you don't know. Things happen. But I guess when the majority of the time, the person doesn't call in, and who do you think I am? I'm a radio host. I'm a young guy who wants to be informed just like the rest of my audience who tunes in every week, and I thank you again. I can't stop thanking you. And I can't seem to complete the conversation. Now it's like, do we continue? And then it's going to be the whole rescheduling, and I can't reschedule. The story fades away. The conclusions come out. We'll see you in 6 months. Plus, I'm a one-man show. Doesn't help. A guest is very important. I remember I had a conversation. It was a host from redstate.com, more of a conservative website. And we had a conversation, and of course, he thought I was a moderate. Long story. And he said to me, well, some hosts need a guest, some hosts don't. It's not, that is not the case. I think you always need a guest. You always do. If it's a reporter, if it's your best friend's wife, doesn't really matter to me. You need another opinion, and an opinion that is based around the subject you're speaking about. You can bring on callers, you can bring on those who've been involved in the situation, and they're just as good. But you also need an expert, someone who can really give you an idea on what the heck is going on. So it's that simple. So we do have a tweet from at the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, Andrew, I'm trying to call you. Also have lots to chat about. I mean, currently our phone line's down, and it sadly enough does not look like we're getting it back up until next week. And again, I don't have eight arms, but I do have one mind, and I'm doing, and I'm going to finish this show the way we always do in style. And I really don't like, you know what I'm really also angry about? How people probably say they're going, oh, this always happens to him. But you're right, though. We should give a double standard to Beyonce and her Super Bowl dance last year. But that's well, 2 years ago now. That's okay. Things happen. Hey, I missed the schedule. Oops. So what do we do now? Well, we continue talking. Tweet me. Tweet me, Facebook, email. Love to read some of your opinions out there. But let's get into what I wanted to talk about. Can I do that with you? I can. I'm asking my permission. Because if you don't want me to talk about this anymore, I won't. I mean, I can talk about something else. Next hour, we're going to be speaking about mind-blowing stories. Really fun subject. It's going to be a conversation between you and I. I love the conversation. I'm just angry that we can't get this conversation. I think I'm telling you this not to create attention, not to make you feel bad, because I want you to understand that this conversation is right now wide open, and I feel that no one can complete it. It's that simple. No one can, except the person I want to come on. I choose people to come on this program. And sometimes it's a hit and miss. You know, something happens, please try your best to tell me. That's all. But I guess because of the majority of times, you know, it happens, you tend to assume, well, I guess the show wasn't good enough. Wasn't good enough. Okay. I digress. And give me calls. What happened? Okay, please. I'm a man of my own word. Ray Rice is going to be reinstated by the NFL. We know that. That's a given because of what I read to you from Forbes magazine, that under his collective bargaining agreement, Roger Goodell had no right to give him a second punishment, only one punishment. So you know running back Ray Rice, whatever he did to his back fiance, now wife Dunn, you and I understand that Ray Rice will be joining the NFL if it's this season or if it's next season. Now, Bleacher Report notified me today, and guess what Bleacher Report said?
He becomes eligible to return. If there is any kind of change in his status after his appeal and he's able to play this season, teams are already doing their research on Ray Rice. One team that I spoke to, in fact, said, we're putting together a plan on whether we could bring him in depending on the situation. It's not a team that has an obvious injury at that position that you would say needs to have Ray Rice in order to compete, but it's a team that's anticipating that it may have some problems down the road at that position, needs to bring in a potential game-changing kind of back. They believe that Ray Rice is still that kind of player, and they want to know, are they going to be able to do it? Are they going to be able to sort of finagle their way through the PR machinations that go with bringing in Ray Rice? And most importantly, is he simply going to be allowed to play? So there already is interest in Ray Rice, which is an indication that I think he's going to be able to play, maybe not this year, but certainly by next year.
Ray Rice, we don't know if he's going to play this season, but teams are already interested in him because they see potential talent. They see that Ray Rice could bring them and be a Super Bowl contender with him. It's a possibility. I'm a New York Jets fan. If you've been listening for a long time, you know that. Big fan. And I say to myself, well maybe the New York Jets should pick him up. Even though we already got three running backs, we love scandal. Come on. We got Tim Tebow. His scandal? Can't play. Too religious. Even though I think that's absolute nonsense. Why can't he bring his religious views into NFL? I think we should bring him more often. Because right now it looks like everyone has no rules or any type of morals. How about we bring in Plaxico Burress, who decides to jeopardize his whole career, even though he got accepted back anyway? Or how about Michael Vick? Even if he did or did not with the Dogs, he's on the Jets too. So why not Ray Rice? If he can't play or at least be a father figure to many of our players, and after that horrendous loss, I don't know if you saw that. Hopefully none of our guys are on your fantasy team, but the Jets did not win in style. They certainly lost in it. But you know I'm joking. We don't want Ray Rice. This situation can easily be compared to the Citizens United Supreme Court ruling back in 2010 that allows corp organizations to give as much money as they want to groups. Groups or politicians who might be running for a potential seat in Congress, or believe it or not, the most important position in the world, the President of the United States. And I keep defending them. Now you're probably wondering, Andrew, you defending these people? You always scream and yell how there's too much money in politics. And after seeing the largest and the certainly most spending presidential election back in 2012, how can you say something like that? Well, Citizens United has the right to give as much money as they want. It's the politicians that should put caps on how much they could take and who they should take it from. The NFL right now, they, under the rule, had no choice but to probably bring him back unless they want a very large lawsuit on their hands. So when he arrives to the NFL, the same way Cincinnati United can give you as much money as you want, it's now up to you, the politician, you, the young man or woman who wants to run, and you, the organization or the sport team, to see, should I pick this guy up? Why are you going to pick this guy up for? You get to pick up this guy when he something might happen in the next few weeks? We have no idea what is going to happen to this young man. We don't. Because we don't have enough information. I've been saying this all hour. I'm going to keep saying it. Because apparently some of the Raven fans believe it's a domestic violence issue. Some of the Raven fans believe it's self-defense. Some of the loudmouths behind the microphone believe that this one should resign. We don't have enough information yet. We don't know if Roger Goodell saw this video or not. We don't know if this is a part of domestic violence. We don't know if this was self-defense. We don't know why we're still talking about this. We don't know why I'm hungry. We don't know. See, I'm kidding. We don't know any new information. We only know the information that we have, and that's not enough. And you want teams to suddenly pick up this guy? So I'm going to make a team pick up this guy, be loaded with distractions. And to top it all off, you might see more information come out. Now the team's wasting their time. Right now, there should be a law in the contract or under the NFL rules of conduct that states if an issue like this is being investigated, the player should be suspended indefinitely until we conclude the outcome of the situation. And if it goes against the rules of conduct of a league or even an organization or job, we're now leaving the NFL, that young man or woman should be terminated from his position. This situation, he cannot be terminated. He can be dropped by his team, yes. Could he be kicked out of football? No. Under his rules. That's what the NFL should have under paper. Because right now, if this guy is still play while all this is going on, that doesn't make sense. So if someone kills a person, they're allowed to go back to work until they're guilty? What? It's creating distraction. You might actually be giving this young man or woman the right hand. Here you go. He's an advantage. In this type of situation, we cannot afford distraction. And you can't afford sponsors from leaving the NFL. They can't afford it. NFL's been losing money for years. What the NFL has to do is suspend him indefinitely until we have an outcome. And more information on this. Now, Roger Goodell had all this time. Apparently, he didn't take it seriously enough. So, does that justify to Ray Rice playing in the NFL? No, it does not. We need to create a brand new rule. And the rule states that we need to suspend the gentleman for breaking rules of conduct until we find a conclusion. Because right now, Ray Rice starts playing, it's only going to do so much. What? He's going to start playing for a bit, then suddenly he disappears? Well, that's a waste of money for a team. Puts the NFL under more scrutiny on how they're handling the situation. The New Jets might pick him up. See, Plexico Burris, Michael Vick are different. Because, well, their situation was concluded. They served their time and the NFL allowed them back in and a team signed up. If you agree or if you don't agree, well, that's life. Because at the end of the day, Plexico Burris played and Michael Vick is currently playing. He's currently playing. In this situation, we don't know what's going on. So while we don't know, we're going to let Ray Rice keep playing? I want to know. If this situation wants to be taken seriously, teams, owners, commissioner has to also act like they're taking it seriously. And if they can't do that, well, then we have a very big problem. Now, do we? Very big one. Sadly enough, I wish I could have gave you more information. But sadly enough, I can't do that. One day we'll know if this was an issue of domestic violence. One day we'll know. And those clips I played for you on top of the hour, those fans, hopefully they were right. Because it'll be pretty embarrassing to go back to Baltimore again. Really will. Oh, next hour's going to be fun. Mind-blowing stories. I've been mind-blown. What is mind-blown anyway?
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.